And that's Counterspin for this week. Counterspin is produced by the Media Watch Group Fair, based in New York. The show's engineered by Alex Noyes. My name's Janine Jackson. Thanks for listening to Counterspin.
Chico is proud to announce our first web series, Zephyr Fest. KZFR Zephyr Fest is a web series featuring the people who put the people in people-powered radio, local musicians, live performances, and more. A new episode is out every Thursday at 7 p.m. on KZFR's YouTube channel. Visit our YouTube channel by going to the search bar and typing KZFR 90.1 FM. And make sure to subscribe to our channel and watch past episodes. Zephyr Fest, Thursdays at 7 p.m.
Hi, this is Ray Lager, underwriting director at KZFR. In these uncertain times, one thing is for certain. You have to reach out to inform the public of any changes in your business or organization. If you'd like to be represented to our thousands of weekly listeners, please contact me at underwrite@kzfr.org. Or call or text me at 520-4742. That's 520-4742. I'd love to share some information about how KZFR can help you in these trying times. Please stay safe, and together we will grow a more compassionate community.
Yes, indeed. This is the one, the only, Talking Bout Practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show is up next. Before we get into the show, we got to thank our underwriters. As always, longtime sponsor of the show, North Rim Adventure Sports, offering bicycle sales and rentals, cycling apparel and equipment, and a bicycle service shop. North Rim Adventure Sports features Trek Bicycles, USA, and other brands at 178 East 2nd Street in downtown Chico and at northrimadventure.com. Got the boys in the building. We're going to have some fun tonight. Kick back, relax. We got your back for the next hour. Thank you for spending some of your evening with the nonsense it is we do around here. Let's have some fun.
This episode of Talking About Practice is made possible by Rough and Ready Lotion. When I need my hands to look like they've been working all day, Rough and Ready Lotion's what I use. Trade out those silky smooth hands for cracks and calluses. With your Rough and Ready hands, you'll be able to tell the story of a working man or woman without the actual work. When your hands are smooth, Rough and Ready is what I use. Rough and Ready Lotion. Hands for the non-working man or woman. Do not apply to the general region.
Whoa, whoa. We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up. We just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We're talking about practice. We're talking about practice, man.
You know the drill. We are talking about practice. I'm your co-host, Drill Gilbert. Alongside me, as always, my partner in crime, psyllium drinker, co-creator of the show, my man, Derek Isomaki.
I'm more of not. I'm a psyllium prognosticator, I feel.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, I'm all about it.
Yeah, that's fair.
What's up, party people?
And, of course, our resident degenerate, the one, the only, Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby.
All right. Just to let y'all know, a little housekeeping. You know how we were trying to bribe y'all to be our producer? You missed your chance.
Sorry, you missed your chance. Nope.
Because returning later this summer, the dad joke telling, the Mack truck driving... Yeah, Mack truck driving.
That Mack truck.
Yes.
That Tonka truck. The Peterbilt. Peterbilt? What is that?
That's a car. That's a semi. Yeah.
Okay.
Peterbilt.
Yeah. Apologies over here for my ignorance when it comes to semi trucks.
The Peterbilt built. Stat man, Brad. So we're looking forward to that. If you still want to edit some pods for us or something, the whole thing. If you want to work for free, holler at us.
Yeah,
you'll get a t-shirt and you'll get one round at Frankie's. So just there you go.
Just one.
We got connections, too,
in
this small little town.
Yeah.
We're kind of a big deal.
We are the biggest deal in this town.
When it comes to sports talk radio in particular. We rule the airwaves.
When your competition is none, you can only be number one.
Let's go. That's right.
No need to flaunt that, but you know what? We are.
It's called pride.
Yeah. A win's a win, baby. Whether you win by an inch or a mile.
Shouts to Dominic Toretto for his amazing words of knowledge that he passed along from... After that quarter mile, he did.
I wish we had some Dom Toretto quotes just hanging around in the studio.
That would be like inspirational style.
Yes,
know?
Exactly.
Like, it's like a long road that's like into the canyon. I'm trying to think of another line that he says other than that.
You owe me a 10-second call.
Yes.
You owe me a 10-second. Yeah.
You had me. You never had your car.
You were slaying it right now. Fast and the Furious references. I'm loving it.
Oh, man. Make sure you follow us on IG. TBP, not a game. We got some folks in the building with us right now. We are live. TBP, not a game. Follow us. We will follow you back. You can participate with the show when I could turn around and actually see what the folks are saying.
And we talk about Fast and the Furious, you know?
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
Well, actually, how just one of them was viable and the rest were pretty much...
Terrible.
Ass.
Yeah, no.
Other than that third one. I mean, come on, that Tokyo Drift?
Tokyo Drift. That was just a curveball in the dirt.
Was that the third one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was Too Fast, Too Furious. Yeah.
The second one was in Miami, right?
And that's when Ja Rule made the biggest
mistake of his career
right there. Yeah, not taking the second one. He thought it was too big.
And Luda
came in.
What do you think was a bigger detriment to Mr. Ja's career? Was it turning down Fast and the Furious, the franchise, and continuing to be a part of that? Or... Firefest.
I mean, it's got to be the Fast and the Furious, because if he does that, he would never be in the Firefest situation.
He would never have needed it.
Yeah, he would never need it.
That's a good point,
Because he would have been making buku bucks off his 8,000 Fast and the Furious movies that are out there right now.
Shouts to Luda.
Right?
Luda. Great career decision.
Yeah, that one song you played last night on your show was unreal.
Oh, yeah. He's back.
Again today at the gym.
He's getting some new stuff right now?
Dude, I was shocked.
He's on a new Conway the Machine track. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Luda came with the heat.
He really does.
Insane.
All right.
Yeah.
Make sure you download, rate, review, all that stuff. Go find our pod, Talking About Practice. This will be posted sometime probably tonight or tomorrow. So there you have it. All right, boys. We have a week left of the regular season in the NBA. And it looks like your Los Angeles Lakers might be playing my Golden State Warriors in the play-in.
That would be great, especially... I would be hilarious, too, to see the Lakers lose in that game.
Yeah.
The comedic value behind it, I'm totally behind, just because of the way LeBron James has been a flip-flopperman on his idea of these playing games to where he is now. And then to him also, at the same point in time, he is... making himself, he's writing a very nice story, too, for how this playoffs could possibly go if it goes how he wants it to, how he's scripting it, too, by telling everybody, oh, my ankle's done
my
for.
My ankle this, my ankle
I'll,
that.
I'll never be the same again. But here I am. Put the team on my back.
Yeah.
I'm going to take them through the playoffs. I'm going to take them through the Warriors.
He's setting all this up. I mean, the past two games, the Lakers have been playing great. They played outstanding last, was it last night or night before?
Last night, yeah, against the Suns. Yeah.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah, this great win for them.
Plus 9.5, and they won. And AD played great last two games.
Yeah, AD looked great. And the thing is,
you have to specify which AD, because we have two ADs right now.
Who's the other one?
Andre Drummond.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
I didn't even think about
you
that.
You have one AD. Let's
Anthony Davis.
All right.
Yes.
I mean,
Ant looked great last night.
One of them doesn't have a unibrow, okay? All right, so.
The brow looked great last night. As it currently stands, the Lakers are at 38-30, right behind Portland at 39-29. But even if they catch Portland, Portland, by winning on Friday night, now owns the tiebreaker. So if everything remain the same in the West, it would be Lakers, Golden State, and the way the play-in game works, right? So it'd be Lakers with 7th seed, Golden State's 8, followed by Memphis and San Antonio. Lakers and Golden State would play, and the loser would play. The winner automatically gets a 7th seed. The loser then plays the winner between Memphis and San Antonio.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so, obviously, whoever wins that game, it's single elimination in the 9-10. And it's double elimination in the 7-8.
Gotcha. Yeah. So, and I'm assuming the higher seed gets home court, correct?
I believe so, yeah. Yeah, okay. So the Warriors would play in L.A. And I would say, I think this time of the season in the NBA is when we're going to really miss the fans. Playoff basketball is exciting, and you could almost feel in major games, even if you're not there, the electricity, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's just a different buzz. The stadium just sounds different for a major game, the arena, I should say. And I think we're really going to miss that. And I'm wondering for some of these younger teams if it's going to make a difference, not having to go into crazy Staples Center or having to go into, you know, any one of these arenas. You know, the Knicks would have had a
insane crowd.
Their crowd would have been bonkers.
Because it'll be their first time in the playoffs in, what,
I think that's years. What we're missing out so much as another viewing experience, another reason as to why, is not having those fans there. Mm-hmm. When you're just seeing guys on the court, there's sure, if you're a true basketball fan, that's great. But if you're just a casual fan, that just seems kind of bland to you. You don't have the pomp and circumstance of everything going around you. You don't have the cheers that happen from the crowd well, they're a lackluster at best. There's still cheers and there's still the noises from the crowd, which no matter what are going to be very enthralling to anybody. They certainly send chills up your spine, especially when that big moment hit in that sheer moment of ecstasy, everyone comes together and cheers. Right. It's a fantastic moment that nothing else can replace that. And you don't have those moments right now in any of the games whatsoever. Like whenever there's a buzzy beater and there's no crowd to either go exceptionally crazy or utterly silent, it sucks.
It's real weird. And I don't know if obviously, y'all remember AD hitting that game winner last year in the bubble. But if you saw it from the other angles that didn't have the noise pumped in, it was so bizarre to hit such a big shot, and it sounded like you were on the playground, right? Like just pick up hoops, and you have your squad going nuts, but it's just quiet, you know. And it's got to be a weird feeling. I mean, can you imagine a couple years back that Kawhi Leonard 3-point in the corner over Joel Embiid, and the reaction we saw from 100 different angles in Game 7 with now no fans?
Yeah,
it would be awful.
Yeah,
it would be. Yeah, okay. I mean, just because we know what we had. We know what we got from that moment, and it was fantastic. Like, it's a picture that will live in NBA lore for life, for a lifetime.
Forever,
and that moment, for anyone who was watching it, which is most NBA fans, that moment is going to be there forever.
Right.
But if you take that away, it would just be like... It would
be a big deal, but not like that.
Not like that anymore. You don't have that expression of everyone around them.
Imagine Jordan over Byron Russell in that Game 6. I mean, I had the poster, life-size like poster, on my wall of that, and just watching, looking at all the individual faces of the fans in the background, and just the sheer terror, because you know it was Jordan and it was over, you know? Series over, it's a wrap, you know? It's just not the same without the fans.
And there's always that one fan that's sitting, you know, on the floor, two rows up, that's always hawking at a player.
Yeah.
And it's going to take that player off. It's either going to go... He's going to drop 50 on you or have the worst game of his career?
And some of the foundation of this show is just hating. And one thing that Derek and I really enjoy is hating on fan bases. And it's so much better to see fans just distraught.
Oh, yeah. That's
oh,
the
it's
best.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the best scene
it's,
on TV.
It's the best.
Oh, yeah.
When a player hits a buzzer beater or a team gets upset and just looking around and they get those tight shots of people crying.
Especially when little kids are crying. I don't know
it's the
why,
best. Oh.
And when your team is on the other side.
Yeah.
Oh,
my favorite's the guy with the hands on his head just saying like,
oh, my God.
What the just happened right now?
Yeah.
Like, those are always great. Yeah. Those moments of sheer terror are fantastic. Yeah.
They really are.
Not getting right now. I feel like they got to find a way to have like an open door stadium or something where we can just get fans in there. You know, like come on, we can't bring back some of those old time days where we had those open door stadiums or open. You know, like,
exactly.
Come on, let's get
I'm
a little. Hell, take them down to Rutgers Park or something.
Let's go.
And
dude.
Play down
that
there.
Would be
okay,
dope.
That would be awesome.
That like,
would
playing
be,
out
that
there,
would be unreal.
Like. Scrap all the traveling. We're playing all the NBA playoffs here on Rutgers Park.
No now, refs. Just, you know, call the shots between the players.
Call your own pals, guys. All right? Yeah.
Yeah, the NBA bubble, but at Rutgers.
Rutgers. Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That would be so cool.
I think we just found their new marketing scheme
Let's
right
do
now.
It, yeah.
At least
like
have a,
that.
Maybe not. At least have a couple of games. Yeah. I think that'd be dope, man.
Yeah.
But no players would want to play on the hard top, probably. That would that'd be
Yeah,
itself.
That's pretty yeah. dangerous. Yeah.
Too,
yeah.
It's not very good.
Yeah,
it's
right.
bad for the body. They're already playing, they're already putting their body through hell. But, you know, guys, how about something a little bit hellier? You know?
Something worse. Cracked pavement.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe not the best idea. But I like the idea.
It sounded cool, yeah.
Your boy's expected to return tomorrow, LeBron. So,
yeah, he's got to get that portrait going, you know. Self-portrait he is trying
like I
to
said,
write
he's
right now.
Writing
yeah.
the script, dude, day by day.
So. I mean, y'all should beat the hell out of the Warriors.
Oh, 100%. But like
if
Derek
both,
was
if
saying.
Both Anthony Davis oh, yeah. and LeBron are playing. Even a 50% LeBron, y'all should beat the living hell out of
yeah,
the Warriors.
There's no one on the Warriors besides Curry.
Yeah,
but I mean,
but
Curry
that's
is having.
One, that,
yeah.
that's
I mean,
one
Draymond,
player.
You know, but offensively,
yeah, but Curry
it's Curry and no
anyone.
One else. Yeah,
and I mean, Draymond has the ability to put the clamps on. He could put the clamps on either AD or LeBron. I feel
yeah.
at the time when it's necessary. So
yeah.
there's still a chance, but obviously, not having somebody other than Steph as an offensive weapon, it's
I mean, nobody
damn near yeah, impossible.
No one at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, there's
nobody.
Andrew Wiggins is our second leading scorer this season.
Did you hear about? They're supposed to. I heard the potential talk about Wiggins and Obrey or whatever going for DeMar DeRozan, which would be a huge.
Wow.
That would be a big jump up for
really?
You guys.
That'd be
that
yeah.
would be huge.
Do that
yeah.
yesterday, if that
yeah.
was on the table.
Yeah,
I'd say wow.
That would be
yeah.
huge.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, rumors run galore out
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
sure.
especially
you know.
Right now since the
yeah, I mean,
coming to an end. Yeah,
I would be very very happy about that. That would be
loved,
a great trade.
Would love it, DeMar
and Clay and Steph. Dude, that's a massive lineup.
That would be
a bunch
actually,
of shooters.
That's a
scary
yeah, we got
perimeter?
A dude named Mulder getting buckets right now. Oh my God! And don't even get me started. Jordan Poole might be the worst NBA player I've ever had to watch.
How's he still in the league?
It's unbelievable to me. Just and people like him, like Warriors fans, like think he has all this upside, and I just don't see it. I watch a lot of Warriors, and I do not see it.
He's a guy from Oregon, right? Didn't he go to Oregon? Was that where I'm thinking of?
Oregon
no,
or Cal?
Jordan Poole
wasn't
went
he
to
West Coast.
I for sure want to say
yeah,
he was a West Coast team.
I want to say Cal,
but. I took you completely off the beaten path right yeah. now.
Damien, let's see, he went to Michigan.
Oh,
wow.
Wow.
How do we not
right.
remember that?
Yeah. Is that the guy that hit the big shot? That,
yeah.
Yeah, that big shot in the tourney?
Jordan Poole was a beast in college.
A lot of people that are beasts in college that don't amount to anything.
Yeah,
it's
everyone's
true.
A beast in college.
Because
yeah.
I'm telling
Until
you, watching him makes me want to pull my hair out, and it ages me every time I watch him play. we'll get to this J. Cole story a little bit later. We got a little bit of NBA news we can continue to talk. I did want to mention at least Jaylen Brown is out for the season. Now the Celtics have been disappointing all season long. But man, what a loss for the Seas. It's a wrap. I mean,
yeah.
they weren't going to do anything this year most likely, and they certainly aren't now without Jaylen Brown. So speaking of guys who actually went to Cal,
Jaylen Brown.
Speedy recovery to you, sir. A lot of upside for that.
I will say one of the upsides about hearing you talk about the NBA is I'm learning about the NBA right now. Like, I have no idea what's going on.
Jaylen Brown's a stud.
I'm faking my way through this entire conversation, people, as I always do with it when it comes to most of these. But I did have no idea that Caesar doing that bad and that Jaylen Brown was hurt.
Celtics are horrible.
They're really that bad
this
year?
Yeah, which is weird because they have squad and they have a coach.
Well, yeah,
I was going to say, why aren't they good? Because they were supposed to be, the talk of the. Is it still Philly on the top of the East right now?
Philly followed by Brooklyn, Milwaukee, and New York.
Okay. Yeah, New York.
Boston is currently.
Yeah, I'm here in New York.
Rose,
out there.
Dude,
yeah, I heard that.
Balling right now.
Hey, shouts
Rose.
He's a good guy that's keeping the Derek name alive and popular, as opposed to some Derek's out there that have really brought it down in the past year right now.
Who's the Derek you're referring to?
Derek Chauvin, man. Come on. That
really
tarnished the Derek's out there. We took a big hit with that guy.
Yeah, you did.
But
we're
still pretty strong, though. We still have a good contingency of Derek's, and I think that we can handle that blow.
The irony, most of them are black.
I know, right? Dude, so I feel like that's my contingency is strong. We can take that Derek because we have enough. I'm not going to lie. I can't think of a white Derek right now at all.
I have a friend from high school. I can't think of his last name, but he's white.
Well, I mean, I'm not thinking.
You're talking about popular famous
Derek. Yeah, famous Derek.
Famous people.
Famous
okay.
Derek's. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't.
Derek Anderson, but.
Oh, there we go. But he's a backup QB. Not good. Yeah, not cool. I mean Derek Jeter is the King Derek out there.
Yeah.
Like he reigns supreme. Derek Rose is a nice one, too. Derek Fisher, good one as well.
Looked up famous Derek's, and I literally do not know any of these people.
I just named three that are fantastic options for you to go to.
Yeah, I'm talking about this list I just looked up.
I want to hear this list of people who try to, want to wear this name.
All right. Derek Jacoby.
Yeah, dude, you don't know Derek Jacoby? Come on, dude.
Derek Walcott?
Walcott, dude, yeah. Famous producer, music producer.
Are you making this up?
No, he's a famous dude. You don't know who Derek?
No, I have no idea. I seriously thought you were just playing.
Yeah. I mean, I am, but he could be. He could have been a producer for all you know?
Derek Gurley?
Oh, yeah, dude.
You don't know who that is. Derek Jarman?
He's a guitar player for the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Is he?
Yeah.
No. I don't know.
I'm totally. Wow, you guys are so easy right now.
You could have said anything.
I really
the
yeah,
one
I'm
you
just
said was
out.
A music producer was a famous poet.
Oh, okay. All right.
Black guy.
Hey, there we go. Wow. I'm pretty sure there's a Derek Fisher. No, I'm sorry. It's a Derek Luke. He's an actor.
Derek?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Antoine Fisher.
Yeah.
No, there you go. Derek Warwick.
This is a terrible list you're coming up with right now.
I just looked up famous Derek's, and this is what it's giving me. So
let's look up famous Jeroes right now. What about Rudy's? How about any good Rudy's out there?
The ultimate Rudy. Notre Dame?
Well, yeah, I mean, his name wasn't even Rudy, though. His name was Daniel.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
All right, I found a better
Daniel
list.
Rudiger.
I found a better list.
Really?
There's Derek Carr.
I never knew.
Obviously, Derek Fisher's on here.
Oh, he just
Derek Brooks.
Derek Brooks is on here. Okay. Derek Mason is on here.
Derek Mason?
Derek Mason. Yeah, please, come on.
Derek Mason was a receiver for the Ravens, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of black Derek's. Derek McKee, going back a little ways. Yeah. No, I mean, yeah. A lot of black Derek's,
okay.
I'll say.
Wow.
Who would have thunk? After that, it gets a little sparse.
I mean, we can't go on forever.
Derek Thomas.
Okay? We're an eclectic name. Not everybody could have this name, I feel. Like, we're the type of name that you might know one or two Derek's. But, like, we're not,
A lot of hockey players, a lot of basketball players.
We're not Brett's.
Yeah,
we're
it's not
Chans,
a...
Kyle's. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. Moving on.
Great conversation, guys. I hope you all
enjoyed it. Glad we had it.
Oh, man. Man, that was a minute.
Oh, man.
That was an important topic right there.
That was,
for
sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Fair enough.
A little bit of football talk because I just thought this is hilarious, that the Jacksonville Jaguars are signing Tim Tebow to play tight end to reunite, with Urban Myers.
Well, he's trying to replace that one tight end that was that one really bad egg with the really good egg, you know?
What?
He's trying to replace his old Aaron Hernandez ghost that's haunting him, replacing him with Tim Tebow in that spot where it's like...
Get a nice church-going man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Get an angel in there.
Nice God-fearing man.
The complete opposite of what Aaron was.
What Aaron Hernandez was. Maybe
do you think that's redemption with God? Like, you're like, I know I had a murderer at tight end, but then Tim Tebow.
Right? Like, come on.
Seems like a wash.
Yeah. I mean...
Go ahead and open up
Yin
those
and Yang, baby. Okay, I got them both. You got to have them.
But then he had that one coach who beat his wife.
Yeah,
so there was that.
Yeah.
Who did?
Urban Meyer.
That's why he's not in Ohio State anymore.
That's right.
Yeah.
My apologies. Wow. I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
My beating his wife. Can I get it?
That is such an inside joke, Derek. You would have had to listen to the pod when it was still on like SoundCloud to really get
No. I did this. We did it.
We
did that bit here.
That's edgy. Yeah. I don't know if that would fly anymore.
Maybe we didn't do it.
Yeah, I don't know that we did it.
Maybe we did, though.
It shows you how little people were listening when we first started this show. Because if you think we're risque now, we've toned it down significantly.
Yeah.
As our audience grew, we had to like kind of chill because of you snitches out there.
Snitches get stitches.
But we love our audience. Thank you for listening.
Keeping us on track right now, you know?
Yeah.
So we don't have things like, "Am my beating his wife?"
Which he never actually beat his wife.
No.
His assistant coach.
His receivers coach or whatever.
Correct. over under one game played by Aaron Rodgers on Green Bay this season.
Ooh, I think he's going to be stubborn enough not to play.
I feel like he's gotten that like that man of principle about him right now. Yeah. He's taking on that Jeopardy job. It's giving him some cojones about, you know, this
he
is how a real money. Man should act right
he
now.
He has money.
You know?
I don't think he's worried about money.
But you did say he's got to give back 27 mil if he doesn't play?
I believe so, yeah.
That's a lot of cheddar right there.
That is.
And Jeopardy is nice.
Yeah.
But
go ahead.
I was going to say, is that worth 27 mil? Probably for him, I think it would, because I think, like, I feel like Jeopardy is, like, his dream job.
Yeah, that's kind of what like, it seems like.
He never wants to win a Super Bowl ever again. He just wants to host Jeopardy from here on out.
It's an interesting take. Did you hear this news that Adam Schefter sat on this news for months and decided to drop it right before the draft because
really?
He knew it would get more clicks and more buzz?
Wow. Schefter did that?
He knew about this shortly after the offseason, after the offseason began.
I mean, classic Schefty, you know. But still.
Bold move, because what if someone else got wind of this?
Yeah, right?
You know?
And he got out of it, so.
Yeah, bold move. Bold move, Schefty.
He played a long game right there.
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, he could have busted it any minute, but he held it in, man. He was like, yeah, I'm gonna hold on, girl. Like, hold up, okay? Like, this is going to be a long time.
DK Metcalf finished 15-17 at the Golden Games. Weighing 50 pounds more than any one of his competitors.
Where you said he got... Wait, say what was the first thing you said?
15.
No, DK Metcalf went 15, 19?
17.
15 out of 17.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't listen, so you know.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. The fact he didn't finish last.
So he finished with a 10.36. He needed a 10.6 to qualify. And the winner, I think, got like 9.8. So everyone was close.
Well, and he lost the guy that won 10.12, and he won 10.36 or 3.7 or whatever.
3.6,
And I guess the guy overall was like, you got to, if you're going to be in Olympics, you got to be under 10.
Which is insane.
I mean, the fact you're going 50 pounds more than anyone.
I know, but going under 11 is insane.
That is insane.
Yeah.
And the fact he went under 10.5 is nasty.
It's unreal.
And like I said, he's a big dude. But at the same point in time, sprinters are bigger people. Like they're
for sure. Yeah.
I mean, if you see the guys that are lined up against Usain Bolt, they're not twigs in any way, shape, or form. These guys are built.
Boulders.
Yeah.
I grew up playing basketball and football, as you guys know, and then I trained one off season with a track and field guy who was a sprinter. I have never worked that hard in my life. Oh my God.
There's a reason why like I honestly hated all the sports because you never understood how workouts were as when you're on track and field. Like if you're not the field part, the track part in particular.
It's insane. It's so intense.
It was so tough out there.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
The heat, those are some tough summers out there running around.
Sounds tiring.
And you saw all the people just like, oh, man, I got to run over like a couple times around my gym right now. And so I was like, trust me, dog, you don't know.
That's nothing.
Like, you can have some tough workouts in other sports, no doubt. I'm not trying to. But what, like, the pain you go through as a runner, it's intense.
All right, well, thanks for that, Anna.
You're welcome, y'all.
This is FM 90.1 KZFR, Chico, California, people-powered community radio. For the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Want to give a big shout out to one of our newest sponsors, Jeep Trail Print Shop, a small local Chico screen printer that loves great design, small businesses, musicians, educators, and creative customers. Jeep Trail Print Shop specializes in water-based screen printing to bring your vision to life. More information at 530-415-6244 and at jeeptrailprint.com. Shouts to Jeep Trail Print. Shouts to our people over at North Rim Adventures Sports. Support small business, y'all. Support local business. It's important. We're all we got. Also, one of our sponsors, give them a quick shout.
This episode of Talking About Practice is made possible by the Civil War. Because if you don't try to break up every once in a while, are you really even trying?
Shouts to Civil War. Thank you for sponsoring this episode. Now to everyone's favorite segment. What did I just say there?
That was a little awkward.
To everyone's favorite. Man. Derek with the news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. Now, there are certain ways of handling issues with employees that are causing trouble for you as an employer. Sometimes firing them is one way to do it. Maybe a talking to, maybe a demotion, maybe a promotion. It depends on what you need to talk to them about. But for George Kakavilos.
Nailed it!
Yeah. Because it's Georgios. Gregorios. I don't know. I'm killing this guy's name right now. Giorgio Kakavilos.
Kakavilos.
He owns a sub shop over in New York.
Okay.
And he had an employee that was giving him a hard time. This is Elizabeth Lamont is the way I'm guessing this name is pronounced, but the way she spells it is oddly fantastic. Elizabeth spelled A-L-L-Y-Z-I-B-E-T-H. Elizabeth. Elizabeth, yeah. Okay. So either way.
Great name.
Elizabeth. Allie. We're going to call her Allie right now. Yeah. Okay. Allie Lamont, she went missing from her job. A few days later, they found her body in a shallow grave off of the highway.
No.
So, George apparently came back that she was complaining to her managers because of apparently some back pay that she was owed.
Ooh.
That's a rightful complaint right there.
100%.
You want your money. Yeah. You deserve your money. If you're working, you get your money. Unfortunately, for Kakavilos, he found other ways of avoiding to have to pay that back pay by putting a little blunt force trauma onto her head and just killing her.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, yeah. I wouldn't say he actually killed her.
Ugh.
He hired someone to kill her. So he still paid money to have her killed right now. And who did he pay? He paid his general manager of said sub shop.
Oh, my.
So James Duffy. You look at both of them. They both scream like, I've had a really scary life, okay. And I've got to do something bad. And
recovering drug addicts.
So, Kakavilos apparently hired James to off that said employee, Elizabeth Lamont. Now, I wonder how much he paid and how much he owed.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
It's got to be like you had to pay her less. Yeah. Unfortunately, there is no reports of how much money was.
Probably paid more to have dude kill.
Right? I'm just saying, how much back pay.
Here's $20. Go handle this real quick.
I'm just saying, if I'm killing somebody, I've got to be getting a lot of money for this. That means I don't have to worry about doing anything for a long time.
Because
I'm going to be on the run for a long time, okay? So I need
millions.
Some, right?
Even then, no.
And they said they found her in a shallow grave. Come on, dude, do the job fully. Come on, let's go 6 feet deep, y'all. Let's go all the way.
Probably got tired halfway, ate a sandwich, and went home.
Right? He's like, that's good enough.
From the spot.
I've seen Tony Soprano do it in smaller graves.
Right.
Why not? No graves at all sometimes, Yeah.
Dump them in the river.
So I guess that's one way to handle your problems. Hire somebody to kill them and then get yourself caught. And then you're in a whole new world of problems. But your other problem is taken care of. You don't have to pay that woman any back pay anymore. So I guess you solved. Problem solved, my man.
Problem solved. For one of them.
But by solving that problem, you create a new problem. So is it problem solved? Well, to Nancy Drew extent, it is, because we found out who the murderer.
Hey.
So there you go. Justice is served. I wonder how good that sub shop was.
I don't know. I'm intrigued. If it's in New York and it's Italian shop, it has to be good.
That's true. But at the same point in time, if he has to kill an employee over back pay, how much money is his sub shop really getting?
That's another good point.
You know?
Yeah.
So how popular the sub shop is. If this is a really good sub shop, you'd think it would be popping. So
have enough money to pay your employees.
Right.
Or maybe he's in a huge gambling debt or God knows what.
That is very true. You know? So many options. We could go down so many roads with Cacavelos.
The Russian mobs over.
Cacavelos. I mean, he probably has some. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Especially in that time. I just feel like there's always some type of laundering going on in some shady restaurants out there. You know? No. Yeah. Especially in New York.
Yeah. Especially New York.
I've seen enough Sopranos in my life to know. Okay? Yeah. Especially sub shops. Okay?
Same here.
Yeah. Santronelli's. Okay? I know. All right? The Capicol. Okay? The Gabagool. Now, I go from the terrible to the just downright intolerable. Over in Seminole County, Florida, apparently there is a pandemic going around. Not a new pandemic. That's a bad word to say.
Yeah,
I can't say that. An epidemic. Is that a better word? Can I say epidemic? There's a problem going around. Because, it hasn't reached pandemic. We're in epidemic situations right now here in Seminole County, where apparently there is some sadistic loser out there that is apparently taping the eyes and mouth shuts of alligators and then setting them loose. That's like,
what?
That's so lame right there. You're catching the alligators, you duct tape their mouth shut, and then you duct tape their eyes shut.
Someone catch this guy because he's going to kill a person.
Yeah.
I hope he gets killed himself by one of those alligators he tries catching. Like, that
karma's
would be.
Gonna get him.
That would be
if it hasn't already.
That would be the swift swamp justice that I think we deserve
exactly.
Right now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He needs to be killed in the swamps by all those other dudes or
all the people, like, just judge, jury, executioner, whoever finds him, be done with him right then and there. Because that's just a sadistic thing right there. Anyone who's willing to do that, there's something wrong with you.
It's
like,
100%.
I have no problem with, like, hunting and whatnot or fishing and doing all that. I have no problem with, like, that. But just doing that to torture animals, that's
not
like, pretty ridiculous. So obviously there is a there are putting out apparently there's only $1,500 reward for this, which needs to be way higher. $1,500 reward for this.
Nothing.
This guy needs to be a you know, worldwide manhunt. Okay,
exactly.
Come on,
dog hounds and everyone out there right now.
I mean, come on, is there some show out there like Swamp Justice? Got to come around out there, you know, something.
Yeah.
Swamp people, gather up, let's go.
Yeah,
come on,
drive to Florida. Let's get this guy.
Let's have a little pitch. Burning ceremony.
Pitchfork?
Well, I don't know what I'm saying right now. I feel like I'm going down a bad path here. Either way.
All right, moving on.
Lynch mob. That's what I was going for. Ah, That's the news.
All right. Thank you for that. From the news on what's going on around the world to Rudy's picks to keep you updated on where you should be spending your money.
Rudy. 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 Rudy!
I tell you, it's just occurred to me what the student body has been chanting for the last two or three minutes. It's the name Rudy. Dan Rudy.
All right, guys. We're going to La Liga this week. Tomorrow, Barcelona at -400. Yes, it's heavy, but they're playing against Levante. Sorry. Huge game. Barcelona needs every point, so to get into that first place spot. We're going to tag that up with my boys, Chelsea over Arsenal at -143 at home. And then
I like it.
Throwing in a kicker, Atletico Madrid at home as well against Sociedad at -161.
That's a tough game right there.
That is. But like I said, Barcelona and Atletico need to win. They need to win.
They do, no doubt. So, those teams are fighting tooth and nail to stay up, to get there for the top. That La Liga title, nobody wants it right now.
Exactly. No one wants it. Everyone's scared of it. So there you go, guys. Three-team parlay. It's 4-1 odds on this one. Let's go get that money, baby. Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right. Let's talk a little baseball. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, now you want to. It's always nice when the Dodgers are doing terrible.
They're horrible right
now. Let's talk baseball, baby. Let's talk baseball now. The Dodgers are bad, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
You picked up on that, have you?
I mean, I know. I sense things, okay? Yeah.
We talked almost zero baseball last year while your Dodgers won the World Series.
Yeah, you talked zero baseball when they're doing fantastic to start off the season.
Yeah.
But now that we're like 5-15 in the past 20 games, it's like, hey.
Which is crazy, baseball. Dude, with that lineup, dude. It's insane.
It's a weird time right now.
Did you see your former boy, Jock Peterson?
Yeah, I know.
Hit that ball that he thought was a walk-off home run. Nope. And it got caught on the warning track. That was amazing. And the best part after was the camera just kept going back to him.
I mean, he wanted that one bad.
Yeah.
Especially over your old team. You always want to do
that.
That
was
a walk-off right there. He was a tough guy to lose. He was one of the guys I liked a lot in our lineup.
He had some pop, as the kids say.
Yeah. A jock pop, man. That's what we called him.
Yeah.
A jock pop, you know?
It's a great player.
And solid defender. Yeah. You can put him at first. You can put him in pretty much any outfield position. He's going to be good out there, and he's got that bat. Yeah. He's got a lumber load. Like, that dude's got, like, lumber. Like, his bat is, like, huge.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what she said. But his bat is. Like, we all can say that. But yeah, it's tough to see the Dodgers just do awful, and the Giants are surging and doing fantastic.
Giants are playing lights out.
And,
we got smacked by the Pods.
It's just fine. We still took two out of three.
As long as you win the series, you might have lost the battle, but you win the war, you know?
No doubt.
We're hitting for power, which we never do. Posey, Bell, Crawford.
Second best record in the NL right now.
It's insane.
Yeah, it is crazy. I did want to talk about the Angels cutting Albert Pujols, which
Pujols,
kind of crazy
that's just cut him. Right, dude. Yeah, he's on his last year of his contract.
Yeah, you couldn't let him just finish
legend,
it out.
Dude. Hall of Famer.
I mean, I was wondering how long it was going to take him to do this, and it's interesting it took him the 10th year to actually do it, because I always thought that contract was the stupidest contract to like ever give a man.
Because he was already old.
And I mean, he did have
until they signed Bryce Harper for 300 and whatever million. That was a worse contract.
The Phillies you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was 13 years or whatever.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's,
but I mean, I think Harper is in a better position where Pujols was.
I mean, Pujols, he's like in over 40 right now. So Harper's still going to be in his 30s when that contract runs out.
That's still a lot of money, you're right.
It's still a lot of money, though. But to see Pujols go that way, it's
not right.
It's not right. Yeah. He deserves better than that. Is he going to? He's got to find some team that, obviously, in the American League, he's still DH worthy.
Play here and there. Yeah, dude. If Pablo Sandoval could do it,
that
is
very true.
And he's balling with the Braves right now.
Yeah,
in the NL.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Wait, who's he playing for?
Not the Padres. Oh my God, not the Padres. The Braves. Sorry.
Pablo's for the Braves right now?
Yeah.
No way.
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Pretty sure that's accurate. Let's double check. Yeah, he's with the Braves.
Thank you.
Wow. Yeah. Right. Confirmed.
Thank you.
But man, after all these years, Pujols, who obviously that was a bad contract, but was a hell of a player in his younger years.
No doubt. I mean, he's still one of the greatest hitters
ever,
of all time.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he wasn't awful. I don't want to say he was awful with his time with the Angels. He was still a competent enough player where he could still occupy a place in the batting order.
For sure.
But he was
272.
Yeah, I mean,
30
the standard
shots
that he set was, like, damn near perfection.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to continue to live up to those standards that are just immaculate numbers he put 100%. Up there beforehand.
41 years old, by the way.
Okay,
41.
See, there we go. Yeah. See,
yeah.
He's old.
Dude's toasty.
This seems like a throwback episode of Talking About Practice. We talked about Pablo. We talked about Tim Tebow. We've talked about Albert Pujols. Like, it just feels like we've gone back in time today.
The old timers are coming back right now. You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
What's old becomes new again.
I suppose so.
But, I mean, they don't really become new. They're just new stories.
Fair enough.
They're still very old. Like, still 41. Okay.
Speaking of new stories that are more of an old story, let's talk about Formula One real quick.
Formula One, a sport that very few Americans care about. Presented by Derek Kusumaki.
He keeps winning.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
He's too good.
Oh, gosh. Lewis, he's just like, the power that Mercedes has, it's just, it's damn near unfair when he's behind the wheel of
that
it.
That whole team, the strategy that goes behind it, and then having him as your driver.
A two pit stop strategy on this Spanish Grand Prix that they had, and it was the right one to do. They always seem to make the right moves, Mercedes. Toto Wolff is a fantastic team manager. The way they handle it is complete class. And they continually put Lewis Hamilton on. I don't want to say they do. Lewis Hamilton is a fantastic driver any way you shape it. You cannot deny the man's pure ability to just drive a car. It's phenomenal. That being said, it's tough to see him always just dominate that way. You want to see better races. We did have a decent race.
Yeah.
Verstappen had a nice, fantastic start to the race. That way he got into first place by taking the inside of the first corner of turn number one.
Shot. Yeah, he took the whole shot on the first corner.
Phenomenal. A phenomenal move by him. Ballsy. That you thought might be the one thing that could seal it, and for a while it seemed like he was. Like, the dude was cruising.
Yep.
He had this one damn near in the bag. But Mercedes pulls that bold strategy with a second pit stop, giving Hamilton fresh new tires to... I was almost 20... It was 25-second gap he had. Mm-hmm.
25 seconds.
To Verstappen. And he made it up, and I want to say, like 15 laps or something like that.
Are you kidding me?
Sounds about right. Yeah, he charged, bro.
It was in,
those tires made the difference for the whole race.
It's just, the more you get into the sport, the more you realize the nuances behind it and what the tires actually mean and how the cars respond to it, the temperatures that are happening on the track versus the temperatures that's in the air. It's such a crazy, the science behind it is insane.
Yeah.
And when science you have that fresh tires, the amount of grip you're able to the amount of grip you're able to have versus one tires that are not new, light years difference.
Night and day.
Night and day. And seconds, you have to realize a second in Formula One is 50 yards. So, like, you can be a little bit far back, but you make up that time so quickly.
Pretty quick. With
that distance is gone in an instant if you get 3 seconds faster. Mm-hmm. That is insane, and that's what you can get with a Formula One car and with brand new tires. And that's what happened with Lewis Hamilton. He got fresh new tires and he completely overtook Verstappen like it was nothing. Verstappen had nothing to respond back and just settled for second place.
13, 14 seconds?
Yeah, and just to charge off from there. It was insane. I want to say he caught him with around 20 laps to go.
After that, it was just
easy.
Control.
Yeah, puppy chow for Lewis Hamilton. So congrats to him. He has got himself a firm grip. Well, I want to say a firm grip.
That's
he's still
like
got
14 points, right?
A 15-point lead over Verstappen in the driver's pool right now, which it's still up in the air. We're still this is the fourth race we're in right now.
Yep.
So there's still chances for new things to happen, but it's Lewis Hamilton's the win. I'm sorry, 14 points. You were right. 14, Lewis Hamilton 94 points. Verstappen 80. Bottas with 47, Norris with 41, Leclerc with 40, which is where the real racing, where the real excitement is really happening, is in that those two to three other teams right now.
The
top two teams. You're looking at the fights between Ferrari, McLaren, the Checo. Those are the ones that are really...
They're tight.
They're tight right now.
They're tight.
I mean, McLaren and Ferrari are only separated by 5 points in the team standings, so... That's where those are some exciting races going on to see what's happening between Daniel Ricciardo and Lando Norris and McLaren and Charles Leclerc and Carlos Sainz. Yeah, I mean, the dude's a stud, man. He lives in Monaco. Leclerc's like from Monaco, man. The dude's probably just slaying left and right all the time. He's living the life right there. Right. And he drives for Ferrari, too. Yeah. Come on. All right. That's like that's the ultimate flagpole you need. The Ferrari right there, driving for them. That would be the ultimate gig.
Getting goosebumps just thinking about it. For right now. And Monaco. Isn't that race next week?
It's on the 23rd.
23rd, yeah. But I think that's the next race, though.
Yeah, we should do something for that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Have a little
event around it. Yeah, that'd be fun.
Dude,
that'd be
dope.
It happens around like 20th? 10. It sounds like 8 o'clock in the morning for our time or so.
Yeah.
So it would still be doable. It wouldn't be like super early.
Yeah.
It's going to be 8 or 6 a.m., right?
I want to say, like, I wouldn't be surprised if it's 6.
We all have the internet right in front of us. we could literally figure this out in a heartbeat, but it's okay. Let's not do that. Let's not use technology, guys. Let's not do that today.
I don't want to say it's a heartbeat because, my phone is, so old right now, I feel, that it's just, It's just so slow.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Right, I know, right? It's 6 a.m.
6 a.m.
6 a.m. All right, might be hard to throw an event around that.
Yeah.
Unless y'all want to get aggressive.
And that's grad weekend, too.
Is that grad weekend?
Chico State, yeah.
Isn't it? I think it's the end of grad weekend. I think it's like the last day of grad week.
Sunday's
yeah.
The last, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well,
yeah, maybe but not. Grad weekend's going to be so much different this year, you would have to imagine.
Yeah, there's still going to be ceremonies, in-person ceremonies. It's not going to be as big, obviously.
Yeah, but I thought you couldn't have your people come to this. I thought it was only students.
I'm pretty sure it is only students, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it is only students.
I'm pretty sure it's only students, no outside visitors.
I thought they changed that.
They should, especially if it's outside. If it's outside, they should
I'm pretty sure it's outside. And you have to show your card as well if you're vaccinated. Yeah. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure I heard that.
Chico State wants you vaccinated.
Oh, 100%. Every school in California wants you vaccinated.
No.
Everyone wants you vaccinated.
I don't care.
I won't say everyone.
Yeah. I'm vaccinated. I don't really care if you are.
I'm one out of two. I got my second one on Thursday.
There you go. And Derek's just immune.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it just because of work. I had to get it.
Do you not see this, okay, sculpted body now? Just saying. If anything bad happens, I just purge it out, Just throw ups.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. So from F1 to graduation talk, now we really hit you guys where you care. Horse racing. Bob Baffert's horse won. The Kentucky Derby, Medina Spirit, and then get suspended immediately thereafter after finding an illegal or a banned substance after running a test. And Bob Baffert is now blaming cancel culture on Medina Spirit and his horses not being able to race in the Preakness.
Is he saying that before the cancel culture is okay for him to shoot his horse up a steroids?
That wasn't exactly his point, but
it's kind of what it makes it seem like.
I was trying to follow the logic of what does cancel culture. No one's canceling your horse, bro.
Yeah, we're canceling you for shooting your horse up with steroids, which is inhumane.
Yes.
And cheating.
Yes. All of the above.
And just basically, the horse racing that there are a lot of problems with horse racing in terms of the way they treat these horses at times, no doubt. When there's money behind it, integrity goes out the window, and they don't really care about the horses. It's easier to not care about the horses, especially, because they're horses. They're not people,
Yeah.
So it's easier to just, shoot them up and not really have to see the actual side effects of it. But there's still got to be some integrity there. And there isn't any.
Nope.
And it's sad. And, that's what you got to expect. What else do you expect when there's millions of dollars on the line?
Millions upon millions.
Dude just solidified the fact that Medina Spirit, is it a male?
I couldn't
tell. Well, if it's a male, that dude's going to be getting paid lifetime for pumps.
Oh, yeah.
Like, left and right.
He's probably
like American,
right now, as you
speak. American Pharoah, that Triple Crown winner, you got to pay a lot of money to get your horses humped by that thing, okay? That's a million dollar penis right there.
All that stuff.
Not the penis, the ejaculation from that sperm, penis. The sperm. Thank you. Yeah. That's what I was looking for. I can't say cum on here, but I just said sperm.
Sperm.
So yes.
Sperm's a scientific word.
Oh my god.
So sperm. Yes, that sperm's worth a lot of money.
So golf's thinking about forming a super league, guys. This is what happens when I throw a topic at Derek that he doesn't really care about, and then he just meanders trying to find something that he cares. Gosh. Just move on.
Golf super league.
Yeah. Golf is thinking about starting a super league. Do you guys care?
It seems like no one's doing it. Roy McIlroy already came out saying that he's not going to join if he's invited. So
keep it on the golf train, right? I actually have an interesting story. You hear about this kid, Lev Greenberg, 13-year-old kid that has a chance to qualify for the U.S. Open.
Damn. What?
13? Dude at a qualifying tournament shot a 200 par at 70 at the Orange Tree Golf Club in Florida to finish tied for fourth to advance to the final stage of the U.S. Open qualifying.
Damn.
13-year-old kid.
Wow.
Going to graduate high school in graduate middle school in 2022.
Yeah, middle school.
That's wild.
Yeah. Yeah, and here I am unable to break 100. So, yeah. Actually, I take it back. I have broken 100. I can't break 95, though.
Yeah, 95.
Which is still pathetic.
Still 95.
Not 70 at Orange Street Golf Club.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And leave, is it Lev? L-E-V, Lev, right? That would be a Lev.
Lev, yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds
Lev
right.
Greenberg. One of his real name is just Lev.
Statman Brad hit us with it's $200,000 a session to get some of that American feral fertility.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's... I know my boy charges, I think, two or three racks for his bulldog, for his stuff. Damn, wow. 200K for
that's
one
impressive.
Time?
Yeah. Let's do some... I totally was about to miss TBP Hall of Fame.
Oh, wow.
And how could I forget that? Because y'all are shameful out there, and I'll explain why in a second.
A place reserved for unquestionable greatness. A title worthy for only the very elite. A prize many will vie for, but only one will win. Each week, this is the TBP Hall of Fame.
Y'all weren't raised right, is all I gotta say. The week of Mother's Day. You know what? Let's actually back it up
when
a little bit.
No, they won.
Oh,
they
mothers
won?
Ended
yeah,
up
they
winning.
Did win. Yeah, they won. I was wondering what they did. I thought you said they did it dirty because they never voted for Rudy when he did it, but they finally voted for when I did it.
When I last checked, yeah.
No,
they were
I was
the
gonna
mothers.
Say, there's no way that they lost.
Mother's Day, mothers finally
right,
won.
Well,
they did win.
Yes.
All
yes,
right.
They did. Yes.
All right. Well, that's good. I didn't vote for him, but. All right.
But yes, the mothers did win. Yes, they're in the Hall of Fame.
Shout out to all the mothers.
Moms had to be on the ballot three times, and they needed it to be Mother's Day
for
you Cretans out there to actually respect your mothers out there and vote for moms. With that said, again, I didn't vote for moms. So this week,
shame on you.
I thought I was going to go last, but it looks like I'm not.
No,
you're going last.
Yeah, no.
All right, we'll start with Rudy. Rudy, what do you got? Who are you nominating?
You know, since the news is pretty current, I'm going to go with my boy Tim Tebow. Just for being him.
Oh, that's not even to be close.
Wow, okay.
Tim Tebow. Right. Let's go, Tim.
That's a desperation reach.
No, it's
right
not.
I
don't think it is.
I don't think it is. I feel like this is a very ill-prepared.
Nope.
I had one.
You came up with that on the spot.
No, I didn't. My other one was chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream because I like it. But I think
I would throw that one in there now. I mean,
Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow, I'm sticking with it. Let's go.
I mean, stick with it. Yeah. Might as well whoever faces you. It's an easy dub.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with something everyone likes: vacations.
Wow.
God damn it!
I hate when you do the obscure ones. It's like, how am I supposed to find vacation pictures to like? I guess it's gonna be like someplace on the beach or something. You know,
perfect.
Yeah, vacation could be anywhere.
Fine. Yeah. What picture did you come up with for the sound of a soda opening?
No. It was like literally just like someone cracking open.
Perfect.
Something. Yeah.
Slow motion capture.
Yeah. I don't have that technology here. Okay. Well, I guess I'm not going last because there's still, I don't know who else do we, who's
we,
our fourth?
We don't have one. We'll get a nomination from Brad.
Okay, all right.
I'll throw it
up. Brad, start texting away right now. Get them thumbs rolling.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm going to throw this out here because they deserve, this group 100% deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. A Tribe Called Quest.
That's a good one.
That's
a good one. That's a good one.
They need to be in there. I feel like we haven't done any hip hop groups, haven't been thrown in there yet. So I feel like, you know, we gotta change up a little bit. And
yeah, I appreciate that.
For sure.
I appreciate that.
Nice.
A Tribe Called Quest.
All right.
That might win it.
Well, make sure you go follow us, TBP Not a Game, on Instagram, and you could vote starting tomorrow. Let's do some rapid fire.
Wait, hold up. Before you do this rapid fire, I gotta give a shout out to Russell Westbrook. Dude just broke Oscar Robertson's triple dub record right now.
Oh,
he
what?
Just did it just right now.
Oh, nice.
So you got to give that man some... The fact that he doesn't get the love and attention that he deserves for what he's doing, preposterous.
Yeah, shouts to Westbrook.
So
that's
the fact
huge.
That he is averaging insane numbers, and
still
that...
killing it.
182 triple doubles. Crazy.
Damn, that's insane.
Crazy.
That is crazy.
So, sorry. Continue. Rapid fire.
Rapid fire. Rapid fire topics. George Jung dead at 78 years old this past weekend. R.I.P.
Who's George Jung?
The movie Blows made about him.
Oh, right. Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The famous drug dealer.
Damn.
Yeah.
I don't know that was his name.
Surprised you lived
George
this long.
George.
Yep. Georgie.
From all the blow he's done his whole life.
A 10-story piece of space debris from a Chinese rocket landed in the Indian Ocean, and at one point they didn't really know where it would fall on Earth.
I mean, I'll take my chances, because most of China, more often than not, it's going to hit the water, because that's what covers most of
70%
of this planet.
Of this planet,
So I'll take my chances from some falling debris. But at the same point in time, get it together, China. Right. Come on. Like, what are you doing out there?
They're just praying it for it to land on our side, but it didn't happen. Sorry, guys.
You're good.
That'd be great if it landed on, I don't want.
No, don't go.
Hunter Pence is to join the NBC...
NBC News Bay Area.
Yes, thank you. Because they were NBC, NBC, SN. And they're just like, they keep changing. Yeah. So NBC Sports Bay Area, you know what it is. He's joining the telecast.
That's awesome.
And it's going to be great because he's great on camera. He's got a lot to say. Yeah.
He's just an overall funny, positive dude. So that's awesome.
J. Cole drops the biggest flex to drop an album. How do you go celebrate? You go play professional basketball in Rwanda.
Dope.
Yeah, major flex. His album drops Friday, and J. Cole will be playing professional ball over in Rwanda. And that's really all I got as far as rapid-fire topics. I was going to say something about hoops as far as we've had a lot of MVP candidates this year, but I don't really care to talk about it. Do you? No? Cool. Let's move on.
Yeah, I don't really.
Other than Steph Curry, who's another MVP candidate.
Yeah, if he doesn't win it, dude, I'm going to be pissed. I'm sure a lot of people will be as well.
Yeah.
LeBron James.
I mean, he's way out of the race.
He's got a bad knee or ankle.
It's going to be Jokic. 100% it's going to be Jokic.
Dude, the odds on that are minus 1,200.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Right, it's going to be Jokic. Wow. All right, you got some grinds my gears?
I got some, yeah.
All right, I got one.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When you tell people you're okay, and then they continue to ask you, are you okay?
No, I'm okay. I'm okay. You don't need to ask me if I'm okay. I'm okay.
I'm that guy.
I'm okay. If I say I'm okay, I'm okay. I don't need you to just continue to ask me
if
I'm okay.
Hey, bro, you good? 5 minutes later, hey, dude, you good, bro?
You got one more real quick because we got to get out of here.
I thought you said you go for yours.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When you go to a nice restaurant, there's people wearing basketball shorts and flip-flops. Again, some of y'all just weren't raised right.
Yeah.
Have some dignity, guys.
I went to your guys' establishment, and I saw more than one person with that attire, and I was very confused and upset and frustrated.
Yeah, it's pretty annoying.
Here we go.
Yeah.
You know what really grinds my gears?
People with lame hold music. I was just recently, I had to be on the phone and with my insurance company, and they had the worst, it was so lame hold music. Give me something good.